Proclamation number 665, dated the November 13th, 1938. Abuse of power. Anyone who is given authority on earth shall administer his office wisely, for my will gave him the power which he should now use according to my will. People often place great value on exercising the latter with as much pomp as possible and forget in the process that the plenitude of power by no means rests in this and that they can be relieved of it at any time. Acting in opposition to my will is always a dissent against the one who appointed them to this office of judge. And if whole circles unite to commit adverse deeds, the guilt of the ruling powers grows exponentially and every pressure exerted by them will result in enormous responsibility. Let me tell you, the days of anyone who rules in the world to humanity's horror are counted, and whoever believes himself to have sole right of existence on earth is very much mistaken. It is not you but I who have placed people into this world so that every soul shall mature during the course of its life, and that which is your share you should also allow the other person. Don't let countless people fall prey to great misery but prove yourselves with them. I myself put right where it is needed, and my judging hand is just. You should never consider yourselves entitled to throw the whole world into turmoil. You should by no means exert your authority with pressure but act as wise and charitable judges, so that one day your actions will be rewarded leniently and wisely, because, judge not, so that you will not be judged. Your actions on earth have such appalling effects in the beyond that you, if you knew the fate that awaits you, would be so horrified that you would be incapable of living. Do not forget my love and mercy which gives itself to all beings on earth. I alone have the power on earth and in heaven. I will know how to punish those who so exceed my laws that fear, misery and horror are the consequences of their orders. The last judgment will affect everyone, regardless of where they come from. And then it will show who walked his earthly path righteously and who refused to recognize and follow my will. For all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. The human race will be seized by terror and those who disregarded my will shall then be stricken, and I will severely punish those who so oppose me and in heartlessness and injustice do as they please on earth. Try to reform people. Then you will exercise the judicial office according to my meaning, and not that you impose inhumanly cruel punishments on them which will never be a blessing for you, neither in this nor in the other world. For your action is merely revenge and retribution but not a just exercise of your power. You incessantly only consider how you can increase your authority and don't shy away from using means which dishonor you. And thus you will never be able to find mercy before my eyes, for your activity is sinful and detestable. You certainly appear to benefit humanity's physical well-being, yet your soul will perish in profound darkness if the driving force of your conduct is not love and compassion, and thus the misery of people you oppress will fall back on you a thousandfold. For I indeed gave you the power but not the right to abuse it for acts of violence which are far beyond my will. Amen.